What's up, guys and dolls? Welcome back to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Monday the 17th of August. Welcome to a new week. Welcome to the 268th episode of The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. And I don't know why I've decided to mention the 268th, but I couldn't believe I've done that many, to be honest. But I keep forgetting to obviously mark the other milestones because I forgot 200, 100, 150, 50. I forgot to mention any of them. So I'm mentioning the 268th one today while I think about it. 268? Have I not got anything better to do with my life? Jesus, I must be mad. I actually really enjoy... I really enjoy your ears listening to my... musings, I'm going to call them. It's basically a if you've not been here before, it's a podcast where I talk my mind and you think I'm a prat. That's pretty much how it goes. There's people from all over the world listening. I can't imagine that some of those countries that you're listening from, you understand a word that I'm saying or you find the humour in what I'm saying, perhaps. Because it's very subtle. Even my friends would tell me. Hey, you enjoy it for however, if you might be turning it on for me to scare the spiders out of your house. However you enjoy this podcast, just make sure you tell someone else about it. Also, don't forget the videos on YouTube. Two jet skiers were broken down in the, where were they? Weymouth. They were out in the sea in Weymouth and two dolphins come and started playing with them and started doing some tricks and everything. That has got to be like, that's a fucking life moment, that is, isn't it? You're never going to forget that. It's a good job it was in England and not in somewhere like Japan or in fucking Norway, where as soon as a dolphin come out, they throw a hook in its back and fucking chop its head off. And then like loads of them all jump in the water and start stabbing it like they do in Norway at that fucking festival that they do. I mean, sometimes you got to think it's about time you fucking, you know, I know there's traditions and stuff, but that one is about as barbaric as it fucking gets. But anyway, so the dolphins luckily popped up in a friendly waters and gave a little bit of a trickery. It was doing some backflips and some, the ones where it jumps up and it's like dead straight out of the water and just its tails keeping it above the water, banging it left and right, doing all that. So, yeah. Lucky for them and lucky for the jet skiers. And then the live crew came and towed them back in. Not the dolphins, because the dolphins were free to go. The jet skiers. The dolphins are free to go anywhere around the English waters. Plus they wouldn't stick around too long because it's full of plastic and full of shit and full of human excrement. And full of, not everywhere in England's like that. The fucking River Thames, that's about as fucking poisonous as you can get, I think. I don't think you'd come out of there without putting your immune system back 700 years. Come out of it with cholera, plague. You'd probably come out with fucking everything. Everything that's been in there, it's like toxic. You could probably scoop a load of that out, pour somebody a cup of tea of that and kill them, I'd imagine. So don't drink the Thames, whatever you do. If you're ever in London, don't think it's clever to put your cup in and drink a glass of the Thames as if that's like some kind of thing that you do when you're in England. You don't. There's bodies and all sorts in there, isn't there? There's definitely shit in there. I mean, some countries have got a lot worse rivers than that even, but that one's a bad one. I can't believe that some countries... Only Fools and Horses is one of my favourite programmes. Only Fools and Horses is like massive in Serbia. In Belgrade, they've got like a homage to him. And Boise, one of the characters out of Only Fools and Horses, has gone over there for a TV program. I think what it's called now, Belgrade with Boise, I think it is. And there's fucking crowds, like a football crowd, all queuing up to try and get in to see him. That's how much they love him. And there's like big artworks about with Del Boy's face and everything gone. So I was talking about some countries not getting the humour. They completely get Only Fools and Horses, and fucking rightly so as well, because it's the funniest programme going. So why it's funny that it's not taken off in any other countries. I mean, that's like a non-English speaking country, so, you know, it's quite good that they're all over it. You know, I'm surprised Dalboy hasn't been over there then. There's only Trigger's gone, who's left? There's only Rodney in this photo that I'm looking at here. There's only Boyce, Rodney, and Marlene left. And Del Boy. So yeah, if you want to go and see some crazy Only Fools and Horses fans, get yourself over to Belgrade. It's funny, but there you go. Now I know if I ever go there, I've got a point of conversation. Usually it's just football, innit? Yeah, Man United, yeah, Chelsea, or some shit like that. That's your first port of conversation with foreign people. But now you've got Only Fools and Horses if I ever go to Belgrade. And all of a sudden, I'll be fucking, you know, I'll be in the circle. I'll be friends for life. But come out with that stuff. Right, hang on, I've just dropped everything on the floor. The US and China are setting up opposite moon bases on different sides of the moon. So we've got a standoff down here on the Earth, and then they're going to have a standoff on the moon as well. They're going to start throwing fucking, I don't know. You probably can test all your space missiles up there as well, can't you? You can probably try all your new weaponry and whatever. I mean, fucking people love to develop new weapons, don't they? So they're going to be them like zap ones, you know, like they get on Star Wars. Deal, 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 deal. That's not what they sound like. But they let out the red beams, the beam fucking. There's going to be all that kind of stuff, isn't there? You can't really do that down here. So there's more weaponry to come. They're going to be on the moon base and the Chinese moon base. Well, I think they should just get on. And then at least they can go and holiday at each other's moon bases. You know, how far apart are they going to be? Is the moon bigger than the Earth? I think it's pretty big anyway, isn't it? So they're probably going to be too far away to be bothered. But by 2069, US are going to have a base. China are going to have a base. In the middle of it, there's probably going to be a service station. The service station serving pucker pies and McDonald's is bound to be there, isn't it? On the moon. McDonald's is going to have a fucking big M there. McDonald's on the moon, serving its shit food. And everybody from both moon bases will have to travel back and forth to the service, filling up. And, I don't know, maybe it'll be like a little shopping centre there. And slowly, people will start moving up there. But they're going to be travellers anyway, aren't they? They're going to be travellers. They're going to have a cinema and everything up there. Crazy golf. They'll have to have that. Crazy golf in the moon craters, that'd work. But what else would work in the moon craters? What's that thing where you fucking the fucking wombat's heads come up? What's that one where they're banging the head? Whack-a-mole. Oh, moles. Mole heads come up. Whack-a-mole. They'll have that one up there. Maybe they'll start throwing up all the convicts, throw them up there. Let them be the whack-a-moles and smash them on the head with sledgehammers every time the head pops out the fucking out the crater. So yeah, it's going to be new times, and it's going to happen eventually. People are going to have to start. Everyone's getting too bored of the Earth, aren't they? They want to explore more, want to get up there, and once they get to the moon, then they can travel to further places from there. So Mars will be next. Anyway, the police. So Lonely, ABBA's Dancing Queen, and Taylor Swift's Blank Space are among the songs we are most likely to miss here. So basically, when you're singing them, and you're singing the wrong words to the song. And this, it's right here. The police's one, So Lonely. Everyone always sings Sue Lawley. Sue Lawley. I can see that as well. What else is there? Another track, 10% here, Tangerine. Tangerine? From So Lonely. How the fuck do they hear Tangerine from So Lonely? Oh, instead of Tambourine by ABBA. I was going to say, you've got to be thick if you're hearing Tangerine when it's saying So Lonely. That's a bit of a misstep. But they're hearing Tangerine when it says Tambourine in ABBA's Dancing Queen. I should have thought of some more that I could do off my own back, but I can't remember. I haven't thought of any. So if I think of any by the end of the podcast, then I'll throw it in as a Brucey bonus, but I can't think of one off the top of my head. Escape penguins. We've got emus on the run, panthers on the run, wildcats on the run. Now we've got an escape the penguin on the run. Where is he? So if you it's not a pet. Sorry, where's it come from anyway? Has it come from the zoo? So come out of somebody's garden, somebody's house. Who's got a pet penguin? I don't think you're meant to have pets like that anyway, are you? So he's under arrest straight away. Police found a penguin plodding up the village street. The penguin just plodding along. Yeah, because the dude, don't they? They just plod. They're just like, you know, they walk, take it in their stride. He probably just thinks, yeah, man, I'm out shopping. I ain't fucking, this is just me. This is what I do. But they're like that. No, sorry, you're not meant to be out on the street. You're a penguin. You've got to go back to where you come from. Whatever cage you come from, because unfortunately in England, you're kept in cages and in zoos, which isn't very nice for you. Remember in the 60s, we used to have, everyone was walking around with leopards on chains and fucking monkeys and everything. Everybody had all the, every animal you could think of. And they're walking around the department stores in London with the cheetah as well and the leopards on the... You know, soon enough, they were fucking other people's coats, I'd imagine, not long after that. But people were had all kinds of exotic pets. So I think they banned it after a while, didn't they? Obviously. And somebody had even that lion. That lion, them two blokes who had the big fucking lion from a baby. I mean, obviously, what do you call them? A kitten. Would you call them a kitten? A cub. It was a cub. And it grew, and obviously outgrew the flat. But it was still playful, but it was massive. But then when they went to meet it, they put it out in the wild. And when they went to meet it 10 years or so many years later in the wild, it came running down the hill. Like, and it remembered them like they were fucking, like it was like yesterday. Really moving that was. That one's a tearjerker. Brings a tear to your eye. I can't remember. You have to look on YouTube for that one. Eating mango can boost your brain power for at least 5 hours. Fucking have to get myself some mango then, because my brain is on fucking... On the empty for the past week or two. It's hard work. It's hard to think. You know, when you have them days, we just think I can't be bothered to think properly, or you just forget things constantly. So mango might be the answer. I'll have to get myself some. I thought it was drugs, alcohol, and smoking weed. Clearly, that's not the answer. That's the opposite of the answer. But mango. Maybe mango can bring you around if you are doing that sort of stuff. Have a mango at the ready, first thing in the morning. Usually people go for Barocca and stuff like that, don't they? But looks like mango's back in town. Yeah, you do get mangoes. They're fucking hard to eat, though. They're hard to get off the stone. I think I need to Google, figure out how to peel them properly, because it's a pain in the arse. I get bored of fucking trying to get the... Get the meat, whatever they call it, the flesh, don't they? Get the flesh off it. Scotsmen have the sexiest male voices in the world, a poll said. That's people like Sean Connery, Gerard Butler, Ewan McGregor. And it beats the French, beats the Italian, and beats the English. And it beats the Brummie, I guess. But the Brummie accent is the best of all the English accents. If in English, wherever England come on the list, Birmingham is at the top of the sexiest accents. Nobody in England's going to agree with me on that. We don't even make the top 10 sexiest accents in England by the vote of most English people. But other people, like you Americans that are listening, I've got a Brummie accent. You know, you're listening going, that is a sexy fucking accent. That's the sexiest accent that's come out of fucking England forever. But it's all the English people that don't like my accent, unfortunately. But Peaky Blinders, if you know Peaky Blinders, that is a programme based on Birmingham and based on the Brummie accent. So that's all you got to say. It's the best programme in England. Or it's the sexiest gangster fucking programme in England. And we all want to hear more of that accent on the TV. Thank you. Maybe you should get me on the TV. That's coming soon. Coming to a television near you soon. Probably with me in court explaining my... I've probably offended somebody on my podcast and I'm having to a defamation case or something like that. Right, I'm going to finish off on something. I'm going to find something. An inventor says he has set a speed record by travelling 44 miles an hour on the back of a wheelbarrow. That's the fastest wheelbarrow I've ever heard as well. I know you get some Polish people and the foreign workers come over here and outwork the English on the building sites, but nobody's moving a wheelbarrow faster than 44 miles an hour, I'll tell you that. And this is an Englishman. But he's going for... That's fucking three-wheelers as well, aren't they? That's like faster than a Robin Reliance. That's Dalboy and his Robin Reliance bombing it. Or Rodney, was it, when they were doing... he was bumming it fucking really fast and went over the speed bumps, flying over the speed bumps. But this guy's going that fast in a wheelbarrow. I tell you what, I think you need a helmet on. He's also about 100 mile an hour shed. That's got to be the fastest shed in the West Midlands. Where's he from? Chippenham. Oxon, that's near the West Midlands. So yeah, if you ever want to modify anything in particular that's not a car, maybe you want to have the fastest washing machine. What else could you have? The fastest bath. You could have the fastest settee. This is your man. Here's your van. He can fucking Rolls Royce spruce it all up for you. But I tell you what, I don't think you'll be living very long if you fucking travel around on it, because they don't sound very safe to me. Sound like a lot of fun, but don't sound like you're going to live. you ain't going to live to tell your grandkids about it anyway. Right, I'm going to leave it there. So hopefully you've enjoyed it, and I'll do another one tomorrow. See you later for now. Bye.